Close your eyes and don't try to hide.
Or a silly spook may sit by your side.
Shrouded in a dark disguise.
They pretend to terrorize.
When the ghosts come out to socialize.
Welcome, foolish mortals. You have stumbled into the graveyard and discovered the Grim Grinning Guys Walt Disney World Planning Podcast. We are your ghost hosts for this evening. I'm Matt.
I'm Derek.
And I'm Craig.
As always, we encourage you to please stay calm. The room is not actually stretching. Go ahead and pull down on those lap bars because we will not be doing that for you. Gentlemen, we are here once again, episode 16. It is December the 11th, 2017. Are we having a good day so far?
I thought that was probably the greatest entrance ever with the soaring background music as like build up. That was awesome.
It is. I just want to go flying now.
It's hard to beat the soundtrack to Soarin'. As with many attractions at Walt Disney World, a lot of times the music makes the moment.
Absolutely.
You need to coin that phrase.
And speaking of letters and alliteration,
Craig,
what are we talking about on today's episode?
We're going to talk about things you need to pack for Disney, but we're going to do it in a little different way.
Uh-oh.
We used to play a little game on trips we would take with our youth group, and we would start with each letter of the alphabet and name what we were taking on the trip. So, here's what we're going to do, guys. We are going to Disney, and we are going to pack, and then we'll go down the alphabet.
Because this is very important, understanding what you need to take to Walt Disney World, because a lot of times there are things you don't even think of to pack, and hopefully today we can think of that for you.
This may not be stuff that other people want to pack, but it's stuff that we may pack or...
Right.
And we may tell you some things that you need to pack that you haven't even thought of.
And let's say this, you can get pretty much anything you want to at Walt Disney World, with the exception of gum. The point is, a lot of times at Disney World, you're going to be spending a lot more money for those items, for groceries, for other things. And so, hopefully, if we can help you help remind you to pack these before you leave the house, maybe that will save you a dime or two or a hundred.
The value of the dollar does decrease once you enter Disney property.
We also want to say that today's episode will be a two-parter.
Yes, there are 26 letters in the alphabet, and so in order to fully fill you in on what you need to be packing, we're going to break this up into two parts. We'll continue this next Monday, December the 18th, after we have a very special game episode this coming Thursday.
I can't wait.
Oh, man, it's a big, big week here for the Grim Grinning Guys, and we thank you.
Can we call this Game Week?
Game Week!
Say that again.
Ding, ding, ding! Game Week! Craig learned some new buttons and effects on our soundboard here, and so things will never be the same here in our 7,000-square-foot studio.
Which sounds like this. Hello! Help!
Oh, good grief. Well, we're sorry, listeners. Derek, what have we done? We've created a monster.
Let's get started, man.
Go for it, Craig.
He has a typed-out list over here.
Craig is all... he has a typed-out list. You have... A written out
scribblings.
Some scribblings, and I have a billfold here, so, with a credit card. So we'll see how it goes.
All right, I'll start this carousel of fun here, since this is the carousel of process.
That's right.
All right, I'm going to Disney, and I'm going to pack, first of all, an autograph book.
Now, why is that, Craig?
Because you can buy an autograph book. But you can also go to a dollar store and buy an autograph book. And sometimes you can actually buy a autograph book with Disney characters on it to take with you. Basically, let's just face it. An autograph book is a pad of paper that the people sign, or the characters sign. So I'm going to take an autograph book.
It's okay if I take my yellow legal pad.
That would be fine. Goofy may look at you kind of strange, but yes.
I actually have a fun little side note about the autograph book. In 1990, the only time I went as a child, my parents took me and got a autograph book with Donald Duck on the cover. I actually found it at my mom's house and took it on our most recent trip. And it was a really good conversation starter with a lot of cast members because it was obviously hadn't been sold in parks in about nearly 30 years. So
that's awesome.
Once you get those autograph books, don't feel like you got to get them year after year after year. Save it.
Fill them up.
Do you have any A's?
I'll go next. The monster is going to get you. I say anti-chafing cream, spray, or powder.
You want to avoid that chafing monster.
Especially during the summer months.
Absolutely. Anti-chafing spray, powder, cream. Anything else to add to that, Derek?
That's my A.
I had another A, airline requirements. It's important to check those things before you go and check whichever airline, because they do vary, but what they require, baggage size, what you can take on there. Because a lot of the things we're telling you to pack, you need to make sure you can actually get them in a bag to take with you.
Okay, B, I'm going to start with the easiest and should be on everybody's list is a backpack. I think that you can't visit Disney without having a few things stowed away, and a backpack is just an easy way to get almost everything that you would need for a park day.
What do you think about backpacks? What do you guys carry? What do you think? I mean, because you can get too large, you can probably get too small. What do you think?
Well, for us now with two small children, I get a pretty good size backpack. Just a regular average backpack that I would carry around in college is pretty much what I use. It can get heavy. It can get annoying. But with me and my family, it's big enough for me to keep all the boys' snacks and diapers and other things in there as well. Bottled water, a number of things. So, yeah, a lot of times at Disney World, I don't have my backpack on because I'm the designated carrier of the backpack. I feel like I'm just walking around naked, and frankly, that's embarrassing.
It does. It really does. My backpack probably...
And unlawful.
And my backpack probably has too many zippers. I've got a backpack. It's a North Face, and I love it because it's got a lot of pockets, but when you have a lot of pockets, what does that mean, guys?
No fun in security.
No fun in security, because you've got to undo every one of those zippers and go through it, so it takes a while. So that's something to keep in mind. Sometimes your kids will take those drawstring bags, and those work pretty good as well. So, yeah, backpack is a necessity. And, Matthew, you mentioned the B I had was bottled water. As you take things into the park, if you've never been there before, you can take whatever you want to inside your backpacks, as long as it's legal. As they search your backpacks, they're fine with water bottles or snacks. But water bottles are handy because once you empty those things, you can fill them back up and continue to do that all day long, and you don't have to buy more water at the parks. So, and Matthew loves water at the parks anyway, but take your water bottle.
Yeah, I think a bottled water in a Disney park is going to run you about $3.25 or thereabout. You don't want to use a snack credit on it. But if you order through Garden Grocer, I think you can get 32 bottles of Dasani water for around $11. So we'll say more about Garden Grocer, but if you're ordering groceries, bottled water is a must. Mm-hmm. Let's move on to the letter C. I think bottled water and backpacks are two awesome Bs that I'm going to say Cheerios. Now, that may seem odd, but for our family, family of small children, Cheerios are a good snack. They can also be used for breakfast. Instead of having to, you know, it can help you save time in the morning. So, and again, Cheerios can be a representative for any kind of small snack for young kids or for breakfast items.
Just don't forget not to take them all from your children.
Yeah, I have a tendency to do that. I need to save some for the little ones. You have any C's, Craig?
I have a couple C's, but my first C is take your Disney credit card if you have it. Because you can get special character meet and greets, but if you don't have your card, you can't get in there. They'll ask you to see your card and to prove that you are a Disney card carrier.
And a lot of times you can get discounts with your Disney Visa up to 10% off, perhaps, in different situations.
Right. And again, you have to show that in order to get that. So it's an important thing to take.
See, I'm going to go with cash for tipping.
Ooh,
nice. I do a lot more tipping at Disney than I do in my everyday, since I don't tip every day. But when I'm on a Disney trip, I tip the guys that do the luggage. I tip.
You don't tip at the dining plan since you don't have one.
I do it. I don't tip on the dining plan, no. But I tip our room, our maids.
Yeah,
and that's
Something that you don't learn a lot of times till you get to Disney. I didn't realize my first time down there you're supposed to tip the people that clean your room. But as you start going to Disney, you realize that. So. Okay, Matthew just realized that himself.
What?
Usually if you leave a tip, if like where the lady puts her name or the man, whoever's cleaning your room, and you leave a tip with that, they will. That's where they make you the towel characters. They'll make you, you know, different characters out of the towels. A lot of times, if you tip them, they'll do that for you, or it's just being kind because they take care of you so well in the mouse keeping.
They do, and there was another one where I read that it should be in an envelope.
Yes,
and some people will pre-do those before they leave and just have one for every day.
And when our kids are smaller, they would always draw something or leave a note for them. Thank you for leaving our room so clean, things like that. And so that was always nice. My other CI left, I put on here that I'm going to pack for Disney is during the season, costumes.
Costumes.
And it's probably important too if you're going to a breakfast or a dinner with princesses and things like that. You still want to bring your costumes.
Yeah, even out of season. We're going here in a few days, and we're taking a little pirate costume for Bruin that he can wear. So, yeah, even if it's out of season. It's always a good time to wear a costume, right,
Disney is always a good time to wear a costume.
I don't see any reason why we should stop.
Wearing costumes?
Absolutely.
Derek, do you have any D's?
D's? I'm going to go with the most basic one. I got real fancy with mine. Driver's license. You need some form of identification, typically, to board the plane, and to, if you have a annual pass, you're supposed to show a photo ID. So typically the easiest for most people is the driver's license.
Well, guys, I've got a few D's. The first D I'm going to take is diesel.
Yes. Just in case your car breaks down. Well, I guess it needs to be a car that uses diesel.
I don't think you can get on the plane with it. But just in case, you never know.
There goes Craig with that echo button again.
I will take, though, Disney pins, if you have that for your pin trading. If you already have pins, mm-hmm. Carry that with you, and that's always a good D to take with you. And my other D was your Disney shirts. Everybody always fixes their shirts up in their own special way, homemade shirts or ordered shirts, but yeah, the Disney shirts.
It's always fun to match. Derek, I don't even think Craig needs us for this episode. Should we just let him take it home?
He is the one with the typed out list.
Guys, I just prepared, okay? I'm excited about this show. Packing is so important, though, for Disney. I mean, it is.
It is.
Because you have to know what you need to put in there, and the more experience, the more you know what you need to throw in there.
I'm going to think a little out of the box here. Are we ready to move on to
ahead.
Letter E?
If you've got another D, go ahead.
No, I was going to move
okay,
on to
yes.
E.
Go ahead, D.
For me, I'm going to think out of the box here. I think you need to pack your excitement. Your excitement and your energy, because people go to Disney World with preconceived notions, obviously. Some of them go thinking they're going to have a wonderful time. Some of them go thinking they're going to have a horrible time. And as with many things in life, if you go somewhere kind of with a bad outlook, it may not turn out the way you'd like for it to turn out. So, I mean, don't be afraid to get excited about the trip. As long as you've planned, as long as you're ready, which if you're listening to a podcast like this, you probably are, be excited. Be energetic about it. Get your family excited about it and make it something to look forward to that when you're there, you're just ready to have a ball. So yeah, that's not something you're necessarily having to put in a backpack, but if you can be excited and energetic, I think that is the key to a good Walt Disney World vacation.
I like that. I'm glad you added that.
Thank you, Craig. I'm glad to be here.
He does love his word usage.
Yes, he does.
Word usage.
Sorry, I didn't push the button.
Again, basic external battery charger.
Hey, that's a must.
Fits in the backpack really good, and you don't want your cell phone dying because it's going to tell you your times for just about everything if you're using the MDE app. So keeping an extra battery handy will keep you away from the walls and possibly being trampled.
My couple of E's is one is earbuds. You always want to take those for your flight.
Bingo.
Especially if you're flying, you want to have that. Or maybe even in the car, you want to have those earbuds. But my other one, and I mentioned this a couple episodes ago, take an empty suitcase. Because you always come back with more than you took. So you need that space to put the stuff back in and bring back home with you. Sometimes you don't think about it, and then you try to cram everything back in. There's not enough room. You're going to come back with some souvenirs. Or a lot of times it's weird how your clothes don't fit in going home like they did on the way going down. So especially if you're flying something like Southwest where you get two bags for free, bring that extra suitcase. Or, you know, somebody in the family will get that extra bag for free. So just throw that in there and bring that with you. Who's on the elves? Matthew?
I'm going to say, since we've got a little one that is often in the stroller, we're going to have a little fan for him that attaches to the stroller. And so, especially in those hot summer months, or basically any time from March to November, you could really get 80 degree days. So that's just going to help him stay cool and refreshed, I think.
I'll tell you what I thought when you said fan. We like to sleep with a fan at night that makes noise, kind of drowns out the other sounds. And in a hotel, it's not always a bad idea. So take, you know, a fan like that that can give you a little noise as you're sleeping. The elf I have is a first aid kit. Prescription medicines, your Pepto, your Band-Aids, always needing something to take care of everybody. So be sure that you bring that first aid kit and you can be prepared in case something happens or you get sores or blisters or those type of things that will help out with that. Do you have an elf, Matthew?
I have one, and this is really if you've just got little ones, take a fresh set of clothes. Mm. Keep a fresh set of clothes packed in your backpack because a lot of times, especially in the summer, those little ones are going to want to go to places like Casey Jr.'s splash station. They're going to want to get in the little fountain areas where they can't, not in the fountains, but you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, we don't condone climbing in the fountains, but you know, they're going to get wet, they're going to get dirty. And so maybe have a fresh set of clothes there. Again, if you got small children, it's not going to take up a lot of room in your bag.
So you're saying, hey, kids, get in that fountain and get that money. Is that what you're telling them? I mean, is that?
Well, we've only been thrown out of the park twice for doing that.
Okay. All right. We're trying to pay for the trip.
We're
right?
Trying to avoid our third strike.
Well, another elf, Matthew, but we touched on with the backpacks, would be a fanny pack.
Yeah.
Does people still wear?
I think Dwayne The Rock Johnson would highly endorse that.
That's right. That's right. So you may not be necessarily need a backpack. You could wear a fanny pack.
Yeah.
That doesn't necessarily go in your fanny. It goes in the front. Sorry.
So front pack.
Front pack. All right. Guys, I'm going to Disney, and I'm going to pack something with a G. And I think I'm going to pack my phone that has the Grim Grinning Guys podcast.
That's what I was going to say.
Ready to go.
Oh, look at it.
All episodes downloaded.
Yes.
So if you need any last-minute help, pull it up, listen, and it's there. We're right there with you.
At your fingertips.
On the flight down?
On the flight down. While you're there in the hotel room the night before.
Hey, if you want to take one of us with you and pay for our trip, we'll literally go to Disney World with you. Pack one of the Grim Grinning Guys.
Excellent.
You can email us and we'll tell you more information about that.
or not.
Another serious G, of course that's a serious G, but another G is gift cards. Matthew said that he likes to do gift cards rather than paying up, you know, for some things. So use your gift cards from Disney and be sure to pack those with you.
I mentioned this one earlier, but gum.
Yes.
That is
Why is that, Matthew?
Well, they don't sell it anywhere on Disney property, mainly because they don't want gum everywhere. But for our family, we need gum when we're on a plane, especially if you're on a plane. It helps with your ears popping. And just having chewing gum there, if that's something that you're accustomed to having, you're not going to be able to find it at Disney World, so pack it with you.
And since Matthew took the only G I had on my list, I'm going to have to look over at Craig's paper and the nice typed out list he has, and I'm going to go with goggles for the kids that love the pool.
The reason I say goggles is because Matthew's holding Bruin's head underwater while he's listening to the people talk, you know, in the art animation pool.
I would never do such a thing.
He's going to need some goggles.
Listen to the music, boy.
These are horrendous accusations.
Goggles are important, though. The kids need those to swim and play, and it's always good to take.
One more G, and that's a guidebook, especially the Easy Guide to Your Walt Disney World Visit by Dave Shute and Josh Humphrey. It's always good to have that guidebook there with you, whether it's that guidebook or another one. I always take something like that with me as many times as I've been. I like knowing, you know, in those detailed guidebooks, well, how long is this show going to be? How early do I need to arrive? Because inevitably, you're going to forget something that you planned. And a lot of times, those guidebooks can direct you pretty quickly to whatever you need to know.
That's a good idea. I didn't have that on my tacked list. So,
oh, my goodness.
Good job, Matthew. All right, let's hop on over to H, like I did that. We're on H now.
H for hop.
H for hop. Ha ha. Yeah, I'm going to take some hand sanitizer. Because that's always handy right before you eat, before you need, you know, especially with kids, that way you can kind of get cleaned up and be ready to do what you need to do. So hand sanitizer is my H. What H do you have, Derek?
I'm going to go with, since I have a very short haircut, I'm going to go with a hat.
I think that's important.
Because I've been on the riverboat a few times and forgotten a hat. And for some reason on that riverboat, the sun seems to intensify. Of course, you're standing in the sun and not really moving a whole lot or with great speed. So it's easy to get a sunburn from that vantage point. So I'm going to go with a hat and hopefully I won't forget it in a couple weeks. Even if it is 60 degrees outside, I'll still get a sunburn.
Matthew, do you have an H?
Craig, I think we're good. I don't have an H.
Okay, that sounds good.
You covered it all. Hats, hand grenades, and horseshoes.
No, hand sanitizer.
Okay,
hats.
Sorry.
Yes, that's okay. All right, we're going to Disney, and we're going to pack an eye. What do you think, Matthew? Anything, Derek?
You mean like we're
like
taking
a glass eye?
A literal eye?
No, I, the letter I.
Oh, the letter I. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we're got alphabet, guys.
I'm going to go with insurance cards. You never know when something's going to happen. If you're renting a card, you might want your auto insurance or your health insurance if you have to run to the doctor real quick while you're there. So don't forget those insurance cards.
That's important. I haven't thought about that. I have insect repellent. Now, you might need that at Disney. Honestly, I wrote that down, but I've never used insect repellent at Disney.
I never have. I don't use it anyway. But.
Right. But you may. I mean, there are mosquitoes and things like that, but they do a pretty good job. I've read somewhere where they have special things they do to keep mosquitoes away. And of course, the mice, they have cats that roam at night and things like that. So it's.
I don't think insect repellent works on mice.
I don't.
Oh, good. It could. Who are you to say that it doesn't, Derek?
Insect repellent is what I wrote down on mine, guys. I think that's something probably we can take, and it's a good thing to pack, especially for children to so they don't get mosquitoes, us type things. Because you actually Disney is built around the swamp, lagoon, what have you. But insect repellents,
I'm going to take an icy cooling towel.
Ooh.
A what?
An icy cooling towel. I don't know the exact name for this, but it's one of those little towels that you can put cold water on and it'll stay cool for the rest of the day, especially in those hot summer months. We took that on one of our recent trips and it worked wonders in the heat of the day.
I'm not sure what those are called. I know there's a name brand Frog Tog, but I'm not sure other than that what they're called.
But, no idea.
But you know, those towels.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah, you kind of pop them in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a good idea,
always,
Matthew.
It's always... For us, it's always trying to find a way to stay cool in the parks and having an icy something will do the trick.
You can go by Club Cool and get you an icy for sure.
If you're celebrating an anniversary or birthday.
Well, you can get one no matter what.
Well,
but you can get one for free if you're celebrating an anniversary.
Correct.
And I've got one more eye.
Oh, good.
Itinerary. Yes. I have a paper copy of your itinerary for the day just in case something happens to your phone and you don't have that external battery. Charger, so just keeping that handy, and typically it's easier to kind of check stuff off your list right in front of you with paper versus doing it on your phone. For me, it is anyway.
And I'm always one to make copies. I'll put down my dining reservation number and things like that, and those have come in handy when the reservation was lost or something like that, and I can show, hey, here was a number or here was the reservation. So that I'm with you on that, Derek. I always like to have a paper copy in case your phone goes down or something like that. Okay.
Or you lose it on Space Mountain.
Who would lose anything on Space Mountain?
Oh, man. Don't make
you mean like your
don't
whole,
make me go there.
You mean your whole day is planned out and you lose like your itinerary for the day?
Yes.
In a bag?
Yes.
That fell out from...
Or you just lose it on a bus.
But he gets it back.
Or lose it in any number of places.
But especially Space Mountain.
Correct.
Okay.
But only two places in Space Mountain. Isn't that what they told you?
Yeah, there are two places where it falls out, typically. Like, well, what's the deal? Fix this. Fix this ride if things are falling out. Are you kidding me? Now, there's one or two places it could be.
They've got a huge pile of stuff right there underneath that part of the track. Oh, yeah, man. We know exactly where it is. Okay, we are going to Disney, and we are going to pack. Now, these, I think, are some of the tougher letters. We're going to pack a J.
I've not had one since D, honestly.
I wrote down, and really, I guess you could pack these, but I put down juice box.
Juice box.
Yeah.
Or juice.
I think you're a little old for a juice box.
Never too old.
Never too old for a juice box. But the juice box would be good to pack for children. Again, you can order that once you get down there. But I was thinking, I can come with another J. So let's say juice box.
Jump rope.
For?
You know, it's always a good, the best time to exercise is now, as I always say, with my handy dandy jump rope. I'm rambling.
I don't.
J, K, do you have a J, Derek?
I do, just a jacket.
But,
good job, Derek.
Sometimes it gets cool, even though it's Florida.
And that's a good point.
So just a light, something you can kind of scrunch up into a ball and just stuff it.
In 2015, us three, we went to the Halloween, the Christmas party.
2014.
Was it 2014? 2014, we three went to the Christmas party. It was in November. And I remember wearing long sleeves and sweatpants, so it does get chilly down there when you really don't even think about it. So if you're going during the winter months, you might want to pack a jacket. So I like that. I didn't think about that.
I didn't either. I was thinking W for windbreaker.
I was thinking M for members only.
Of course. Who wouldn't? K.
K.
K. What are we taking in the K
Derek,
letter range?
Do you have a K?
I do have a K. You don't want to forget your kids.
That's important.
When you're going. You don't have to pack them, but just don't forget them.
Let's not leave them somewhere stranded.
Don't leave them in the car when you park it at long-term parking for the week.
And probably if you go and don't take your kids, they'll remind you that you didn't take your kids.
I think, speak to that and kind of catch a bunch of things here. Kids' accessories, whether that be their favorite toy, whether that be special soap or shampoo they may need, bath toys. The more that they have there that reminds them of home, that makes them comfortable, the better off they're going to be. So any accessories that kind of your kids always have access to.
A quick story on that. My daughter, when we went, actually left her blanket down there. Her blanket she had had since she was born. It was her, I mean, she couldn't sleep at night without it. We actually left that down there. I called down there once we got home. That's when we drove. We got home. I called, and they couldn't find it. Housekeeping never saw it. Believe it or not, 4 months later, it shows up in the mail at our house. And it was a blanket.
It's the magic of Disney.
It is. They searched and continued. They made a note of when I called, and they found it and sent it right back to me. And it was
just amazing.
Oh, it was like a dream. They actually called me and told me, but I didn't tell my daughter until it showed up in the mail to make sure it got there. But she was so excited to have that back. So those are important things to take, and make sure you have those with you.
Craig, I think you could be honest now. It was your blanket, wasn't it?
I was glad to get it back.
Well,
I sleep better now.
We all would be.
Okay, L's. Let me see. For L, I'm going to Disney, and I'm going to pack some lip balm because you do get chapped as well as chafed, as Matthew said earlier, Derek. But you also get chapped, and it's important to have that lip balm and to keep your lips nice and moist.
I'm going to take a lava lamp because pretty much anywhere I go, I want a good lava lamp. Right there near the bedside. Don't you agree?
I do not.
It helps me sleep better to think. Not at all. This thing's going to burst into flames.
Okay. It may not be the best thing to put on an airplane. Go ahead, Derek. What's your L?
I'm going to go with a light, like a flashlight, like a pen-sized light, just because of making it easier on other people so you're not blinding them by turning on all the lights in your room in the middle of the night.
Even your phone light's pretty bright, so pack a little light, it'll help. Matthew, do you have an L?
I'm going to take a lanyard. That may not apply to everyone, but Craig, you mentioned Disney pins earlier. Obviously, if you're a pin collector, you're going to want a lanyard or something to put those on. Maybe keep your some cards in. If you don't want to carry a wallet around, you can put your important cards in that lanyard. Just make sure you hold on to it. Yeah, lanyard and lava lamp is about all I got.
Hey, I've got laundry detergent, too, because it's important to pack that. So you...
Yeah.
Every resort has a place you can do laundry. And boy, that is such a good feeling to know you're headed home with clean clothes.
Right.
You take one time during the week or a couple times and you clean those clothes and get them all clean. That also helps in your packing because maybe if you know that, hey, we can wash the clothes down there, then you can also pack half as much because nothing wrong with wearing the clothes twice once you've washed them. So take some laundry detergent.
I like to have a surprise for security if they open my bag at the airport.
On the way home?
Uh-huh.
Especially on those longer trips, too.
Yes.
If you're going to be there for a while, laundry detergent's a must. I think it's time for our final letter of this episode, and that letter is M. M.
M. Go ahead, Matthew, for M.
Well, I am obviously going to pack my magic bands, Craig. Why do I need those, Derek?
Well, because that's how you're going to get in the park. That's how you're going to get through the fast pass line and charge stuff to your room if you want to.
You actually need those as soon as you get off the plane.
To get on the Magical Express.
So be sure you get your... And with that, and hand in hand with that, also do not forget, and again, this is coming from experience, your Magical Express bag tags.
Bam!
Because you are not in a good place if you do that. Actually, you do that at your first airport. You put the tags on, and then you'll see them.
Actually, you probably want to do that before you leave your house.
You do. You do. But I've forgotten those twice, and it looks like I would learn. So that's why I'm really, really making a point. Be sure to pack your Magical Express bag tags. Don't pack them. Put them on the bag. And I had another M, moleskin. This is the moleskin that you can buy at a pharmacy at a. I'm trying to think what those stores are called.
These truck stop diner.
This is the type of moleskin you can buy. You can buy it at a store and put it on your blisters and things like that, so you don't continue to make more blisters. Because as Clint told us a few weeks ago, you put some miles on. I bet they are just covered in moleskin. I bet they got mole shoes. I bet because they put so many miles.
And it covers up cattle prod marks.
Covered in moleskin. Well, what's another M you have, Derek?
I have medication. Your prescription or over the counter. You want to make sure you have all your medicines that you tend to take. And hopefully you'll get through security.
I just realized somebody's going to listen to this and think there's an infinite amount of things that need to be packed. But these are just recommendations. Again, one other M for me, a misting bottle, if that makes sense. Disney will sell you the misting fan bottles for about $20. My wife picked up a couple for $1, I think, at the Dollar Tree. And our son, our oldest, he loves just go around and squirt himself in the face with that water bottle. Keeps him cool. And you save a significant amount of money if you take that. Also, motion sickness, you mentioned medicine, maybe a motion sickness wristband or patch. My wife has a hard time riding roller coasters, and with those things, it makes it a lot easier.
I wanted to say a lot of these things we've listed because these are things we know you may need or know you probably in the park that you could use. But the important thing is a lot of these things, too, we've listed, you can order to be at your room when you get down there. You don't necessarily have to pack them as per se, put in your bags, but you pack them for the trip. Matthew mentioned Garden Grocers. There's other places you can call, and they'll have that stuff sent to your room.
And I think this trip we're going to try Amazon.
Yes.
Or Prime Now and just see how that works out. We've not done that before.
But a lot of the things we've listed, you can do that. So I wanted to really clarify that. I'm glad you said that, Matthew, because it sounds like, man, this is too much, but it's just a lot of suggestions.
Well, that takes us letters A through M. A week from today, we'll cover N through Z. Guys, you have anything else to add about that?
Not about that, but I would like to give a shout out to the state of South Carolina for getting us to 100 downloads in that state, and we're always appreciative of our listeners. So just when I see something like that, it's neat to me to see that we're reaching some people.
That's right. We thank you, all of you in South Carolina.
And hopefully giving them good advice.
We appreciate all of our listeners and those that support us. And again, we keep saying, but we can't emphasize enough, a follow is so important, especially on Podbean, to help us move up the list. Do tell your friends to follow us. We appreciate the downloads as well. Is it time, Matthew?
It's time for Grim Grinning Greatness.
I'm already tired of that.
Whose turn is it today?
I think it's mine.
Why not? Go for it.
I've already thought about this in depth, and here's my question. If you could pack one thing that you knew you needed to have at Disney, what one thing would you pack? Above everything else, what's the most important thing?
Like beyond, like a magic band?
Yes, yeah. And I guess, should we just say A through M or A through Z, anything?
Say A through M.
Okay, A through M, what would you pack more than anything else that you think is important? Let's don't say the things like you said, the magic bands, those type things, but what would you pack that you really feel like you get the most use out of? I'm going to go first.
You got it.
A backpack.
Bingo.
So that's probably the most important thing for me. I'm like you. You said earlier, Matthew, all joking aside, I feel naked without my backpack because you're so dependent upon everything in there, especially if your backpack, you have so many essentials that you put in there, and you really need those things, and it saves you so much money to take all that stuff yourself. So that's mine. I'll take a backpack.
I'm going to go with the battery charger just because I don't want to be stuck on a wall waiting on my phone to charge while everybody else is out enjoying the park. I want to be mobile. Agile. Mobile.
Time to go mobile.
I've noticed that my battery doesn't run out as much because the memory maker, because I don't take as many pictures with my phone. The memory maker kind of takes care of that for me. But like you said, still checking the app runs it down quite a bit. So I'm with you. You see so many people plugged up wherever they can. In line at Soarin', they're plugged into the wall there, yeah, charging their batteries. Matthew, what would you take?
Well, I would say a can of diesel, but that's kind of a given. I mean, you're obviously going to take that. No, for me, it's strangely enough, it's the anti-chafing medication. Powder, cream, whatever it is. I have been to Disney World chafed. I have been to Disney World with poison oak. Neither is very much fun. I am definitely going to take the anti-chafe medication because you are putting in a lot of miles and you do not want to, as you said, Derek, you want to be out enjoying the park. You don't want anything to slow you down. And that's the big thing for me is a lot of the things that I'm drawn to is, well, what's going to make it easier for us to move? What's not going to slow us down? So that's the one thing I'm taking.
And that's sometime too with the, as we mentioned earlier, going through security. If you have one person with the backpacks or have you worked that out, that speeds things up because security can take a while. And then we're glad they have it, but it can take a while going through there if everybody's got a backpack, et cetera. So chafing. Have you ever been to Disney with poison oak and being chafed at the same time?
Thankfully, no.
Okay, good.
But I'm pretty sure now that you said that, that's how it'll be. Thanks, Craig. We do want to thank you for listening to this episode of the Grim Grinning Guys. Encourage all your friends and neighbors and loved ones to give us a like, a share, a listen, and a follow. And as you leave, be sure to
beware the hitchhiking ghosts.
And hurry back.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace, the haunting's free. So hurry back, we would like your company.
Yes, there are 26 letters in the alphabet, Matthew.
I'm glad you're a teacher.
He teaches history, though, not our English. English.
Now, what do you mean by moleskin?
Moleskin. I'm a trapper, and moleskin is
who you are.
What are you, I'm in the trapping business.
What do you mean by moleskin?
And I trap, but often and I trap trolls.
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 Let me get out, take.